Hey, good morning, listeners. This is Saibal Sen, your host from India Startup Talk, returning after a long break. My apologies for that, but I'm happy to be back. Just to give you an idea, I was actually working on a project to help a client of mine to enter the US markets, which is the reason why this was an inspiration to create this particular podcast, which is marketing to the US. And the reason I was also away is because I moved countries. Earlier, I was broadcasting from Calcutta, India, and now I'm in this beautiful part of the United States called Chesapeake Bay, which is on the eastern shores of Washington, D.C. But despite the long gap, I'm happy to report that the listenership has not actually gone down, and that could be because there's such good material out there. I was quite surprised myself, actually. So for those listeners who are not familiar with my podcast, do go back and take a look at some of the past episodes. I've created stuff, great content like the Investability Matrix, which is a kind of like a tool to help you assess if your startup looks attractive to potential investors, and I did a three-part series on that. I've got topics on go-to-market strategies, how to be a good leader, and interviews with some key founders. So, I think the one that seems to be most popular is competing with the big boys. That, for some reason, has attracted a huge amount of attention. And as a reminder to the new listeners, India Startup Talk, a podcast that I created, is primarily aimed at encouraging young entrepreneurs. Actually, you don't have to be in India. You could be anywhere. But because I was sitting in India, I just called it India Startup Talk. So it's about practical advice on how to get started, what are the right things to do. I've been listening to hundreds of pitches as an investor myself, and I'm also part of investment committees in different organizations. So I pick up tips here and there, and I try to put it into like a meaningful podcast and create something that is meaningful consumption for you if you're an entrepreneur. I have been an investor for quite some time now, and in the past I was a management consultant. So I do love technology, so I like tech startups, but that doesn't mean that the advice I'm giving is not useful to others. Feel free to get in touch with me. The best way to do that is send me an email at ssen@zenesisconsulting.com. And I'm actually also thinking of maybe starting a mentoring class. So if you or a bunch of entrepreneurs reach out to me, I can put together a masterclass and create something that would be interactive, more practice-based. We talk about certain concepts, you go out and do it, you come back to me, and we talk about it together, specific to your situation, and see how I can help you. So that's just a thought. Let me know what you think. But let's get started now with our topic of the day, which is marketing to the US. One has to look at why US? And I think the answer is pretty obvious. It's a huge market. It's large. It's a market that has a pretty open mind. So if you're creating new concepts, the likelihood of it getting accepted is much easier in the US. It's a homogeneous market. It's a huge country, but everybody speaks English. There are not much regional differences, as opposed to, you know, even tiny countries like UK, where there is a bit of a difference between the north and south in different regions. But US, by and large, is pretty homogenous. So whatever marketing message you create, your strategy, your pitch, pretty much will work in any part of the US. It's a pretty high-income country, so the ability to spend money, if you're aiming at something that is a consumer or even a B2B, you're going to find that affordability is not a challenge. The last but not least, in fact, probably is one of the more important things, if you ask me, is some kind of a validation happens. So when you pitch to the US and the market kicks in for you, it's a tremendous validation. So for that alone, reason alone, you could consider US as being something that is important on your radar for marketing. Next up is product market fit. This is a pretty key concept. If you're not familiar with that, you should go and listen to one of the podcasts I did before. But most of you are very familiar with it. Product market fit is basically, is there a need for your product? Are people looking to fill in a gap or a hole, and you have a solution that actually, you know, not only meets that, but it does it in a way that makes it practical for it to get some adoption? So here you need to do some research on if it's a product market fit in India or wherever the country you're originating from, are those the same parameters in the US? So for example, if you're selling a car online, what are the pain points? Are the pain points very similar to that of your native country to what it is like in the US? So that's the thing that you need to look at carefully, understand it culturally in terms of business practices, in terms of regulations. So have a look at that. It's not just about solving a pain point. Then look at how that need is being addressed currently. So for example, if you're selling, I gave you the example of selling a car. So how are people buying a car in the US today? Do they have the same problems that they have elsewhere in the world? And the solution that you're providing, does it solve that? So the present mode, which may be going to a dealer or maybe buying secondhand from a newspaper ad. So that's your competition. It's not exactly an entity, but the methods. So that's what we mean by how it's being done currently. The third thing is, will it be suitable? The solution that you're proposing, would it be culturally, socially, economically, and technologically acceptable? So take those into consideration when you're looking at product market fit. That should give you an indication of the viability or the potential to enter the US market. So next up is the TAM, the total addressable market size. So this should not be that difficult for anybody to figure out, because there's so much information out on the net. You should be able to grab hold of various kinds of reports, get a fair bit of idea on the total addressable market size in the US. I mean, it's a no-brainer. You probably were thinking of entering the US market in the first place because of the size of the market, but wouldn't harm to just get a sanity check on it. And also make sure that it's lucrative enough for you. How you will access it, the go-to-market strategy, might actually, despite the size of the total addressable market, you might still have some practical difficulties in meeting the economics of your product. So, you know, carefully consider that as well. The next thing is competition. So who is in the market doing what you want to do? For example, I came across a startup that was doing something similar to Grammarly, and they were generating content for social media companies or anybody who wanted to generate content. You write a one short paragraph of what you're intending to say, and it would expand on it based on research, collecting data on the internet. Now, I found out later on that Grammarly is also getting into this area. So there's some serious competition that you might not be aware of. It's not that she should stop you. All you have to do is figure out a way to work around that by creating some differentiators. It could be price, it could be a particular market segment that you're specially catering for. So that's what it's all about. Differentiation is key. And what goes along with that is also protecting that differentiation, which is the IP, right? So, and we can talk about this in a totally separate topic, But if you go to the investability matrix, there are, I think I've talked about some ideas. Protecting your IP, it sounds easy, you know, like a patent or something, but it might not work. But anyway, I just wanted to point out that whatever your differentiation points are, you need to find a way to protect your IP. Next up is go-to-market strategies. This topic is, I'm going to keep it simple and short by just telling you that I can just talk about some ideas that I see that work quite well and there's not much to it. I've seen people hammering it away by using social media marketing and generating inbound sales. For example, you put out your Instagram, you put out your social media content, people come across it, you use search engine optimization, people find you. Probably the most cost-effective way of marketing to the US, you know, leveraging technology makes sense, right? I mean, in this day and age, you should be able to do everything online. So if your product is something that lends itself to taking that path, then by all means do that and adopt all the best practices to do it. More conventional methods, maybe step two, or if you have the luxury of knowing some people, try to set up relationship with local partners in the US. It could be a friend, it could be a relative, it could be a past business associate. Go through your Rolodex and find somebody who's sympathetic and you get along with, and maybe they can help you out in part-time and give you advice and do some local selling for you. Or if you can afford it, you can actually send somebody or go yourself or come here. Since I'm here in the US, I should be using the term not go there, come here. So you should come out here and set yourself a base somewhere that is affordable. You don't have to go to the big cities. It's a big country. You can pick and choose any way you want. As long as you have a strong internet connection and a place to work, you're good to go. And figure out how people are selling, do some networking. There's networking chapters everywhere. And then the third thing I can suggest is find some investors, go attend some meetings, networking meetings, see if you can find an investor, chat with them, make a pitch. Even if they don't invest in you, they might give you some, you know, very customized advice based on your product. So advice is free. Don't be ashamed to ask for help. Like if I come across anybody when I'm in a networking session, I'm always happy to give tips and advice. So I'm sure someone else will do the same for you as well. And of course, they might turn into an investor, which is even better because then they will bring the infrastructure and the knowledge and their networks to help you out. So that's so far as the go-to-market strategy goes. After that, after all this is done, do sit down and figure out the customer acquisition cost, the CAC, which is kind of like your back of the envelope calculation on whether or not it's going to be viable for you to enter the US market, right? So based on whatever means you pick to go out, your first 100 customers or 200 customers or 1,000 widget sales, whatever your metric is, figure out what it would cost you to come to the US or market to the US and divide it by the total cost, and that would be your CAC or CAC, and that will give you an indication of whether it's viable for you or not. So it's kind of like a validation exercise that you need to do. Now, I want to also touch upon automation and the tools. The most common things that I can suggest you should seriously take a look at is LinkedIn Navigator, very useful tool to find prospects. Definitely use some kind of a CRM, Salesforce if you can, a product called Outreach that I see a lot of salespeople are using, ZoomInfo for getting mailing lists and phone numbers. All this is pretty organized, so definitely look into it, and HubSpot, which has been around for ages. It's a great platform for inbound marketing. I believe it's a little bit expensive, You don't have to go to HubSpot, but if you can afford it and have the time to invest in it, that definitely should be worth looking at. So let's conclude. In conclusion, I would say that if you have a product that is something that can sell in the US, do validate that by checking the product market fit. Do some competitive analysis to see what you're up against. Figure out a appropriate GTM. And after you've done all that, do the CAC calculation to see if it makes sense for you to do it. And last but not least, try to automate as much as you can to keep the cost down and keep your operation scalable. So with that said, I conclude today's episode. Hope it was useful. If you have questions, comments, definitely reach out to me, Sybil Sen, and my email is ssen@zenesys, spelled as Z-E-N-E-S-Y-S, or if you're a US listener, it is Z-E-N-E-S-Y-S, consulting, both one word, .com. So sn@zenesysconsulting.com. Thanks a lot, and I will be bringing more episodes and more guests in the future podcasts. Thank you for listening in, and happy to be back again.